Well, we want the Lord to speak to us this morning. I feel like He's been inspiring my heart. And I want us to think a little bit about the seasons and times of life. That's what we wrote on the board. The life is full of different seasons, different times. I woke up this morning, I went out in the living room and seemed like the first time I just really felt cold. And I was like, I need that wood heater back in here. And I realized some things are changing. It's a different season. We're coming into a different season than we were in just a couple of months ago. And you know, life is like that this morning. I want to start by reading in Genesis, the 8th chapter, and the 15th verse, and we find here God speaking to Noah, and He says here, 8 and 15, and Noah went forth, and his sons, and God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And he told him it was time to go out of the ark. Noah was born. Noah lived hundreds of years. And then God told him to build an ark. It was a time of life that took, I don't know, it seems to me like it was over 100 years, if we're right on that. And we see Noah then, everything changed and God said, go in the ark. And he went in and the Lord shut him in and his family. And they spent over a year in the ark. That was a time of their life that Noah never forgot. It was very life-changing for the rest of their life. I am sure they never forgot what the world was like and how it changed for them. Everything around them changed. And we find Noah then, it says in verse 18, and Noah went forth and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. And verse 19, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And if you drop on down to 22, the last verse in that chapter, it says that the Lord gave Noah a promise, and he said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. What a promise. And the Lord gave him, we know, the rainbow in the sky to tell Noah that, to promise him that it would not happen again. And we find that the Lord said here, and I just want to capitalize on those little couple of words there. The Lord said, while the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, and all those things, they will not cease. You know, God made those things. He made the seed time and He made the harvest. He made the seasons. And He told Noah here, it'll always be that way until the end of the world. It'll always be that way. The scripture tells us, over in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, and this is our main text this morning, and we just ask the Lord to make these things something that will bless our understanding and our hearts and our hope and all of those things. In Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, the wise man tells us to everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Do you know that a season and a time has a little bit of difference? A season may be a whole fall. We're in fall now. We're in another season. But there's times We're in a time right now. We're in a special time where we're sitting in this setting. This is a time. There's something special about all the things that God has given to us in our lives. He not only put the seasons in place, but God put times in place. And it says here, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time of war, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in all that he wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. And I'll stop there. You know this morning that God is a God of order, and he created these things like that on purpose. God creates things in our life on purpose. We have times that you might call seasons of life. Those seasons are pretty critically important to us because there's more seasons coming. That's why. And so it says seed time and harvest, we read. I want us to think about something this morning. And you know, if we don't plant, if the farmers of the world did not plant during seed time, there would be no harvest. And when they needed food to eat, they wouldn't have it. There's coming a season in your life and mine, not very far down the road. It changes, and all of a sudden you wake up and realize it's cold in here. I need to get some heat on. I need to get ready to get some heat on. But you know what? If I didn't cut the firewood ahead of time, it might be a little late. It might be kind of hard to get all that done, and sometimes we can't. The seasons that we have available to us today are times that if we're going to be prepared for the next phase of life, we're going to have to make use of the season that we're in. And so I want to speak to all of us, not only young people, but young people too. I want to tell you something, young folks. You're in a season, and it's pretty short. It's pretty short because not far down the road, it's going to change, and the water's going to hit you in the face. You're going to realize it's all different now. All the rules are different. Many things, are different. Now I have responsibilities. Now I need to know how to make a living. Do I know how to make a living? Do you know that's pretty critically important, that when that time comes that we're prepared for that? Because if we're not, you know what's going to happen to us? We're just going to take what we can get. And it may not be too much, and it may not be too good. And the thing is, it could have been different perhaps. We have to prepare for the seasons of our life. We have to think about the things that's coming up. We have to make use of what God has put in our life. He put the seasons there. He made you to be young. I'm not young. I will never be young again. Thankfully, I'm not real old, but you know what? It's coming if I live a while. Folks, today, you and I are in a season of life. Just ahead is another season. What are we doing with today? What are we doing? There is a time, it says, to be born. And I want to talk a little bit about some of these things here, a couple of things. But first, I want to just reach over and get a scripture in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 14. And it says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. Do you know that the Lord doesn't want us to think about some other season of life that maybe we won't be able to get about like we are and all that? He wants us in the day of prosperity to enjoy that time. It says, be joyful. And it says, but in the day of adversity, consider. You know, it goes on to say something really profound, and I'd like for us to think about this morning. In the day of adversity, that means trouble. When trouble comes, it says, consider, God also has set the one over against the other. Now, how did this happen? Because God set it up that way. He set it up so that there's going to be seasons, there's going to be joyful times, there's going to be trouble, there's going to be times when everything is smooth sailing, and it just feels like, have we not felt those times that it was just like, if life could just go on like this forever, this would be bliss. But you know what? It don't go on like that. Because God set the one against the other. And so I want us to keep that thought through this morning, that God set the one against the other. We don't want to be blind-minded and think, this season of my youth is going to last forever. I just as well live it up and have a good time. Do you know what youth is for? It is for training. It is for, yes, enjoyment. But that's not the very purpose of it. Folks, we're training. We're getting ready for something. We're learning. We're getting things in place. We're developing habits and traits and character qualities and all of those things. And this is your season to do that. Do you know how hard it is? Do you know how hard it is to change someone that's in their 80s and change character traits? It don't happen. It hardly happens. Maybe it happens once in a while, I know, but it don't happen very much, folks, unless they've developed all through the years that character trait of listening to the Lord and changing and being malleable in His hand. You know, it becomes different later. Now is your time. Now is the season that you are in. And many of us here are in all the seasons of life. All of us here are in different seasons, many. And so this morning, I just want to think about that. And I want to read, if you'll bear with me, I know this is going to be a little bit lengthy, but I want to read about one that we all know of. And I want to read about their birth, or a little surrounding their birth. And a little surrounding their death. I want to talk about that too. But do you know this morning, maybe we'll come back over here perhaps before we finish. There's so many things in here that tell us so many truths, and you could spend weeks on it. But it says there is a time to be born and a time to die. And there's a lot between that. Let's look in Luke, the first chapter, and the 26th verse. And the Lord will just have to fill in a lot of blanks because we only have an hour or less. In Luke 1 and 26 to 49, it says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Do you know this morning, this was an exciting time. When they saw each other, and the Holy Spirit working with them, the Holy Ghost moving, and the things that began to happen. And here was John, and he saw a vision, and just before this time, I believe. And we find John was stricken with not able to speak until John was born. Zacharias was not able to speak until John was born. And so we see all of this excitement going on and the people around hearing of all of these things and knowing. This was an exciting season. This was an exciting time for the Israelites. And so the angel told Mary here that she was going to be blessed. And we see that blooming things were wonderful, were they not? There is a time to be born. And there is a time when things are exciting, they're joyful, there's a lot there. But I want to tell you, the seasons of life are all different. And this wasn't the only season about Jesus' time in his life. I want to read a little more of this though, or maybe we'll scan some of it. Luke 2 and 25. And here we find Mary and Joseph, I believe, took Jesus as a baby into the temple. And we find there a man named Simeon. And this man, the same was just and devout, verse 25, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him, and Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. I wonder what that sword was. Ooh, that was prophesying. There's going to be another season. The world is going to be blessed by this child. But Mary, I want to tell you, and Joseph, this child is going to suffer. And then they go on a little bit there in the temple, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived. Anyway, it goes on to say that she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, verse 38, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And so we see a life, and we see the birth, and we see the joy, and we see the anticipation of what is going to happen. And we see him at 12 years old, was it not, going into the temple, and there he was discussing with all of those scribes and doctors of the law, the things of the law, and they were amazed at him. How could that be? And then we see him go on, and the Lord anointed his life around 30 years old. And we see him performing miracles, and we see him teaching these men how to live this gospel, the things about it, and we see Jesus' life. And then we see him coming down to another phase, and I just want to think about that for a minute too. We find Jesus on down toward the end. Just before he died, we find him in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there, he was sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. And we find him praying and crying out to God for help, for mercy, for strength. And we find him then soon after that on the cross. Do you know that none of that happened to him by accident? Jesus' life from beginning to end was the will of God performed. Do you know Jesus has us in his hand as well? And folks, we should not think it strange when we have fiery trials. We should not think it strange when we reach different seasons of our life. But realize this is a time and a season, and I have responsibilities, and I have things that God planned all this season. He it's right in his plan. He planned for me to be in this season of life and for you to be in this season of life. And so, folks, we need to take advantage of the season that we're in. If there is a time to plant, there is a time for the plants to grow, and then there's a time for the fruit, is there not? Do you know that if we allow ourselves to be planted in the Lord, and if we will allow him to use the seasons that we are in, it will prepare us for something that he has in mind for us on down the road. And I just want to encourage us this morning not to look at life. The Lord has set the one against the other. The time of adversity, he's put it in there, folks. Don't think that life is going to be just a water that's calm that you can ski on with no ripples or waves. Not going to be like that. You know what? The Lord has put the one against the other. And he wants us to use those times. And he wants us to take full advantage of those times. Do you know the Lord is calling today? He is calling for teachers. He's calling for teachers. He's calling for preachers. He's calling for those with the gift of helps. He's calling. The Lord is looking for people that have entered that season that He is able. You know, if we've never studied, if we've never been saved, it's going to be hard for us to move into some places, isn't it? And so, folks, it's real important for us today. What is my season and what is my responsibility in the place I'm in right now? Right now, this time, right here in this chapel, what is my responsibility in this time? To be attentive, to soak it up. Lord, what do you want of me? What can I do to center up in your will? That's where we're supposed to be. That's this moment, this time. And in about 30 minutes, we'll be in another time, won't we? We will. And maybe we'll just forget what went on here. And maybe some word can change our life. The Lord has seasons ahead of us, folks. If the world endures, as long as the world stands, He promised there would be seasons. And folks, it'll be that way in our life too. So the Lord help us. I want to read that scripture in 1 Peter 4 and 12. We referred to it. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Do you know that it goes on from there and it says, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer for our own faults. It says, let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. But yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us. God set the one against the other. Let's not be thinking it strange when we come into the paths of life and to the places that we come to. You know what? The Lord wants us to take right where we are at and begin there if we need to. Right now is a time and a season. And if we live a little while, the Lord has something else in mind later. I think many of us don't fully comprehend. I think people as a whole, I'll say it that way, people as a whole don't comprehend that seed time is followed by harvest. This is seed time, folks. Maybe it's harvest. It's also a time for us to be preparing for the next time, planting seeds for that, because there's another season. Maybe it's not harvest. Maybe it's fall. Harvest is fall. Harvest happens somewhat in the fall, but do you know that winter's coming? We have to set back some wood for that, or whatever we do, if we're going to be taken care of at that time. The Lord help us today. The Lord's going to have to enlarge this to each one of us. And I pray that God will make it real to us. I want to read in Ecclesiastes 12. And start at verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Listen to what it says here. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. What's he talking about? Evil days. Are we supposed to expect evil days? Are we? Yeah. We are. We're supposed to expect that it's not always going to be rosy. It's not always going to be enjoyable. It's not always going to be pain-free. Life is not always going to be where we just feel like we would like for it to stick right here. And I've had those times in life. I wanted it to stick right there. Just let me stay at 42 the rest of my life or whatever it was. Do you know, that would be nice, but it's not that way. And it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And I'm going to read some metaphors here, okay? Forgive me for being wordy here, but it is part of the word. When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. I'm going to quote Clark just a little bit or refer to his ideas on this. And he says, this is talking about the clouds returning after the rain. This is talking about the winter of life after the springtime. It says the sun, the light, the moon, the stars, before they're darkened, before we're shut in, before the winter of life comes. You visit people sometimes in rest homes and things, you realize the winter of life is here for them. They're not able to be out running down the paths and looking at all those things. Folks, I want to tell you something. Get ready for those times, because if we live long enough, they're coming. At least in some degree, they're going to come our way. Let's be ready for those things. We can have a heart that is full of God. We can have a heart and start where we are. We can have a heart that's full of the Lord. We can have things, good things that we've set up for those kind of times. Scriptures that we've enjoyed, that we've memorized, that we've taken to us. I want to tell you, for us to think I'm just fighting through today is a grave mistake. Tomorrow is out there, and today there is another season following that. Let's make use of it. There are seasons and times. Make use of the times. There are times that I've been in services that changed my life. There are times that I was in services that woke me up to things that if I had not have been where I was supposed to be in that time, I would not know what I needed to know. Do you know this morning, God sets all these things in order. And so sometimes life is so good and we run off if we're not careful. And we do our own thing for a while. And I want to tell you that's a grave mistake, because God has all kinds of good things in there for us. So this morning, let's ask Him to give us those things. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. You know what those keepers are? Right here, these hands. They're strong, aren't they, young fellas? They're strong. You get their grip. They like to show you what they can do. You know, and I like to challenge them a little bit in that. So those keepers, in the day that they're strong, of the house shall tremble, and the strong men, their legs shall bow themselves, and the grinders, their teeth shall cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. I think we know what that means. And they can't really see maybe like they wanted to, like they did at one time. The vision's not clear like it was. And the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. You know, I'm not that old, but I found out that as you get older, every little thing wakes you up lots of times. It's different. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, the white hair, I'm referring to what Clark got out of this. The head is white, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. And I pray God this morning that He will bring this home to every one of us. Folks, the wise men said, remember, before that time comes and the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. I want to tell you this morning, we are in a season right now to get ready for this time. This is our time, folks. We may not have that time later. We have it now. And the Lord is telling us, this time is going to come when man goeth to his long home, and there isn't any time left. And so he tells us now, remember the Creator when you can. Remember him in the days of your youth. And I say this, if we don't, let's remember him now. Let's listen to the words of the wise man, because we will so soon find that this season is past too. Do you know anybody that's 150 years old? I don't. Do you know anybody that's going to just live forever on this earth? I don't. I want to tell you, this season is going to pass. It is time now to prepare for that time. Just like we all of us older folks, I'm imagining everyone in here that's over teenage years, we're like, yeah, listen up, young folks. Get ready for the future. Learn your jobs well. Become people of responsibility and all of those things. We were, yeah, let's do that. But what about this, folks? We haven't any of us got there yet, have we? But I want to tell you, we're going to meet it soon. And God help us that we prepare and use the season that we are in. Get ready for that time now. It's coming soon upon us. Why would we wait when we know so soon, so very soon, we shall find that time? I wanted to read just a little bit more in, I believe it was Hebrews 12. And 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Do you know this morning, now is our time to do that. Let's lay aside every weight, the sin that would so easily beset us. Let's recognize, if I'm going to make it through that veil, if I'm going to make it over there, I've got to be sure of myself. I need to be preparing now, because I don't want to face long eternity and not have prepared. I don't want that day to come upon me unawares, and suddenly I'm realizing, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did not seek God when my time was there. I want to encourage us this morning to seek the Lord. And it goes on to say, there is so great a cloud of witnesses all about. There's going to be millions there that made it. Some in a lot worse situations than you and I will ever find ourselves. I'm sure of that. And it goes on to say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And so I want to read another place or so. We look back in Psalms, the first chapter, and we find a man there that it says he's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I think we know that better here than they do in other parts of the country, because that's the only place our trees can live sometimes, especially in western Oklahoma. You go out there and you'll see the trees zigzagging down there, and you know there's water there. The rest of it's barren in western Oklahoma. And so we see here where it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Now who's this speaking of? It's speaking of the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners and sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, this morning, there's going to be, here it says, he bringeth forth his fruit in his season. There's going to be a time when the Lord wants there to be fruit on our plant. And I know that we're supposed to always have fruit, but I want to tell you, in order for fruit to really be at its best, there has to be some age on the plant. And you'll find that. You'll find a brand new plant maybe producing some fruit, and it looks nice and it's pretty and it's good and it's wonderful. But I want to tell you something. Put some age on that plant. Learn to seek the law of the Lord and delight ourselves in it and his will in this season of our life. And then in the next season, because the fruit season don't come really in the same season you plant, does it? Does it? It comes at a different time. And so many times the things that are so good, they come many times down the road just a little bit. I want to encourage us this morning, if we want the next season to bear fruit, then now is the time to grow. Now is the time to plant our, to be hooked up to the vine. Now is the time to study our Bible. Now is the time to search for the Lord. Now is the time to begin to learn to hear the voice of God. Now is the time to call out, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to live close to you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know what it is for you to speak. I want to know that voice. I believe we can all know that voice this morning. You know what? Now's the time. Let's put down our roots now, folks, because there's coming another season. And maybe your next season might be tomorrow. It might be over there. I don't know. But I want to tell you something. We don't know what is right around the corner. But we do know one thing. There is another season. And we do know one thing. God has set the one against the other. Our life will not always be in its bloom. We have to purposely remember that. It's not always going to be healthy like it is now, perhaps. It's not always going to be at our best financially or whatever. It's not always going to be in every way just like we like it. And so now is the time for us to put down some roots and to allow the Lord to work in our life. You all pray for me. I just want to go back to our thought. To everything, folks, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. If you miss your time, and if I miss my time today, we're going to be hurting in the next season. Can we say that? Let's don't miss our time. I think God has whole fruit fields for us. I think he has things in mind that are plenteous and joyful and blessed and all those things. But if we miss our time, we're going to miss some things in those things. There's a time to be born and there's a time to die. And folks, it's going to both be there for us if we're here today. And it says a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn and a time to dance or be happy and whatever. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow. Let's don't fight against the times that the Lord has for us. He put us here. He gave us these seasons. Let's just settle right into them. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be in this season. And I would like to be prepared and ready when the next season comes, because now's my time to be ready for that. Y'all pray for me.